This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Chinese leaders emerged from a four-day policy meeting today, and as conveyed through state media there, the leaders are announcing a shift toward an even more market-based Chinese economy. Marketplace's China correspondent Rob Schmitz is on the line. Rob, what'd they say?
China's communist leaders said the government would allow the markets to play a decisive role in allocating resources in the world's second largest economy. On the face of it, this may not seem shocking, but for a country where local governments tend to micromanage resources from the central government, this shows China's leadership wants the private sector to get a fair shake. And that gets at the heart of China's economic problems. The state controls a lion's share of the flow of capital in China. In the past 20 years, that capital has flowed mainly between the government and its own state-run companies, which have built a lot of big infrastructure projects. All of this has spurred a steady rate of GDP growth. Economists say China needs to change this formula so that consumption is spurring the country's economic growth, with the private sector taking the lead. So ceding control to the markets means a fairer playing field for private businesses in China, as well as for potentially foreign businesses, including U.S. companies which are investing in China at an unprecedented rate.
Marketplace's China correspondent Rob Schmitz. Rob, thank you.